This is Aslan and Hobbes, a Chronicles of Narnia, Calvin and Hobbes crossover fic, written by Nimbler Mortal and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for lions and tigers, wish list, comparisons.
Durkins and Pevensey sound the same, right?
Susan can't help it that her first thought when she sees Narnia is, I wish Calvin could see this. That's her problem the whole time, because while she is in Narnia and she thinks she is adjusting as well as any of her siblings, that little voice keeps popping up. It's a land where it is always winter and never Christmas, to be saved by a semi-mythical lion. Why not a tiger? She hears Aslan, of course. That's what everyone keeps saying. But every time she is listening for someone to say Hobbes. The witch keeps statues that were once real people in her garden. Susan is terrified, horrified, nearly hysterical. And she still can't help thinking, it looks like Calvin's yard, only in stone instead of snow. When they're back in England, she looks for him. But it's hard to find anyone anymore. And anyway, what would she say? She could go running into his arms, searching for the stuffed tiger, and babble about a fantasy land she visited with a lion and talking animals? Calvin probably doesn't carry his tiger anymore. He would probably laugh at her for being childish. She tries to forget about it and become a woman he could respect. A woman she can respect, living in one world, half raising her unappreciative siblings. And while she is yelling at Edmund to get his books, he's going to be late for school, she can't help thinking longingly of when the only thing she had to be upset about was some stupid kid's snowballs. She yells a little too hard at Lucy because she's jealous, and then she has to comfort Lucy all the way to school. She doesn't know what to do when they're back in Narnia. She can't take this back and forth. She can only be one woman. And how can Edmund and Peter and Lucy get by so well? She can only live in one world. She doesn't have this talent, not like some, who could just as happily live in 2 or 20. Spaceman Spiff, Tracer Bullet, Stupendous Man, Captain Napalm, Captain Calvin, Godzilla. She even remembers Safari Owl. She even remembers Invisible Calvin, though she tries not to. Somehow, she's not surprised when Aslan says she won't be coming back. She recognizes the tone in his voice. She's heard it over and over, the disappointment from on high, but she never expected it to be directed at her. She's the one who always did things right. Aslan wouldn't have been disappointed in Calvin. The end.